We've got baseball, golf, racing, and so much more. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is here to put you in the center of the action with millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs all week long. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and use code SPORTSHUB for a limited time. New customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Enter code SPORTSHUB to get this free shot at millions of dollars with your first deposit. That's code SPORTSHUB, only at DraftKings. Make it rain.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cam Newton released by the New England Patriots this morning. I'm told by a very reliable source that the COVID snafu was the reason. It drove the Patriots insane. Cam was viewed as not reliable and not trustable. And they went with Mac Jones going forward. I do not believe there'll be a market for an unvaccinated quarterback like Cam Newton on the market. Denver, Washington could use an upgrade. No chance. Ron Rivera, Vic Fangio, older coaches will not disrupt their teams. But make no doubt about it. I told you this last week. The reason the Patriots leaked that story on the unhappiness with Cam and the snafu with COVID protocols was to let you know they were upset, and if they cut him or released him, this would be the reason.
Hour two with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. That's Colin Cowherd. I don't believe on his radio show. I think it was just a video that he sent out on social media. What he heard, that COVID was the last straw for Cam Newton. What are your thoughts, Maz?
Yeah, first of all, he sounded like Michael from The Office calling from his cube. But beyond that, yeah, I think it was a factor. I, to me, it felt like the needle did tick a little bit. They had to be pissed about it.
How can it not be?
Had to be a factor.
No, but they fired an assistant offensive line coach over it.
Oh, did they fire him? I thought he took a sabbatical or something.
Well, I mean, you know, I think according to the rules, I mean, I don't know if they fired him, but he's gone.
Yeah.
Because he didn't take, he didn't get the vaccine. And so, I don't know. I just think it's being a little bit more consistent doing it this way.
Okay. Well, you know, if it didn't, it should have. And I think it did. You need a reliable veteran backup to a undersized rookie quarterback. You need a reliable veteran backup. If you're not vaccinated and subject to this five-day cadence thing like Newton is, at the drop of a hat, you are, by definition, unreliable. Never mind setting a bad example for the locker room, showing bad leadership. Soup to nuts. If you can't rely on your backup, then what's the point of having him as a backup? That's the whole point there, is reliability for that second guy. So, bye-bye. And so that I think, should have been the last straw for the Patriots and the vaccination thing. It's going to hurt Cam Newton getting another job, I would think, as well. It's the same premise. He's not going to go anywhere and start. He's going to have to be relied on as a backup. And how can you be relied on if you're not vaccinated? So I think that, just to me, makes perfect sense. But it also goes back to, and, you know, Greg started the show by saying, you know, that the second guess here is letting Newton go versus keeping him, because now, you know, Newton would have been a backup to Mac Jones. You would have been protected in case Mac Jones faltered or couldn't hold up physically. Now, what do you have? You have Brian Hoyer, who I thought the coaches hated after what he did last year in Kansas City, and you kind of got a hole there, so I have to go back out and fill that spot. So I do dial back. I do not think that Bill handled the quarterback thing perfectly here. I don't. I think it was a mistake to bring Newton back, and you're seeing how imperfect it was because they had to release him. They can't keep him as a backup. And so I think that still applies, Greg.
One thing on the backup quarterback position and what they might do down the road, I do know that, as opposed to a year ago, after his whole, you know, sore hip, what have you, that Jarrett Stidham has better standing with the team now. I don't know. Maybe they thought he had a really strong offseason and they saw some changes. He has better standing with the team now. He's on PUP. I assume he's going to be there. That means he's out the first 6 weeks at least. But I do think that he's in better standing with the team, and they just wanted they felt that he needed to get right physically to have a real chance. But the plan could be, eventually, once Stidham gets back and proves that he can play, that it's Jones, Stidham, and Hoyer.
I forgot.
I don't know if Stidham's vaccinated. He's been wearing a mask a lot.
I forgot he was even on the team until you just said that. I went, oh my gosh, that's right. They still have him.
Bill is petrified of bringing guys in from outside and teaching him the playbook, like, or something, or what?
Mike, his whole history has been guys that have been in his operation. His whole history. Newton's the one exception. That's it. Everyone else has come from the inside. It's astonishing when you really go back and think about it. So, look, I like the Kyle Allen idea that you brought up, Greg. I love that idea. But I think they did the right thing by letting Newton go. You had to get rid of him.
Okay, a couple other items.
It's better for him, too, by the way. Better for Newton to get out of here.
Are you sure of that?
Yes. Yep, I do. I think he doesn't want to be a backup.
He's not going to be a starter anywhere.
No, but you never know.
I think Dallas would be a good situation.
Yeah, it would be.
So does Prescott have, so where does he have a better chance of playing, here or Dallas?
Well,
Dallas.
Here, except that he's already been the starter here, and then, it's a demotion here, right? He took the job here to be a starter.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden it's a demotion. If you go somewhere else, at least you're starting at ground zero and you're the backup and it's clear.
Okay, let's do a couple other items from today. And again, it's about 49 minutes, 50 minutes until the cutdown is official. So there's still news and notes here coming in. One is that Stephon Gilmore will be put on the PUP, misses the first 6 weeks, and then there's like another 3 week window where he practices before he gets back on the field. How do you read this situation, Greg?
On Gilmore? Yeah, I think that, look, I haven't bought into the whole contract thing the whole time. Ian Rappaport is reporting that Stephon Gilmore is not going to be healthy until week 3 or 4. Take that for what it's worth. That could just be from the team. It could still be just covering for Stephon Gilmore and the fact that they're in a contract conflict. But to me, I'm fine with it. Like I told you, if Stephon Gilmore didn't think he needed to report to the team and prove himself worthy of a raise on the field, then I wasn't giving him one more nickel. He can sit on the sidelines, come back midseason when he has to play well to earn that next contract. In the meantime, I'm trying to go get another cornerback. And then when Stephon comes back, now I have 4 really good cornerbacks. To me, that's why I didn't think that Stephon had all the leverage in this situation. I think the Patriots have plenty. Now, look, could it blow up in their face? Hell yeah, it could. But I think I have enough confidence in these coaches that they can figure it out, okay, and they'll deal with it.
How do they look back there?
Shaky, but look, we've said this before. A good secondary is only as good as his pass rush. And if the pass rush is really good, that secondary is going to look really good. Last year, the pass rush was terrible, and the secondary was terrible.
Who's the second corner?
Second corner.
Who's the outside guy opposite of what's his face?
Jackson.
For some reason, I'm drawing a blank.
Jalen Mills. Or could they just?
It's got to be Mills. I can't believe it. I'm surprised they released Miles Bryant. That's been reported. He was a kid that I thought did a really nice job. I think Juwan Williams. I don't think he's been released at this point. I think he's had a pretty good summer, and at least that's the devil you know. And you can scheme around it. I do think that the Patriots will be looking for another cornerback to bring in. And Sean Wade is not going to be ready anytime soon to be a big contributor.
The Gilmore injury is a sham. It's a sham. He's fine.
I agree.
What was that comment that you kept playing up?
Anderson asked him if he'll be 100% for training camp over a month ago. And he said, if I need to be. If I need to be. He's telling you what he's doing. And what I love about this, Maz, you mentioned it off the air. It's a great point. The owners, by changing these rules, have really screwed themselves. And let me tell you how. By holding in, okay? So this is what they don't hold out anymore because the teams can no longer forgive the fine money. They can't renegotiate that as part of the new settlement. The players have to pay the fine. So all the players now are showing up. So Stephon Gilmore shows up, fakes the injury. They can't activate him onto the field. So he's on PUP to begin the year. He gets paid. He gets paid his game checks. If he were holding out, he'd be subject to the fine money, which they could forgive, but then he'd lose the game checks.
Correct. His salary would be prorated based on what percentage of the season he played.
So when he came back in week 7 or week 11, whatever it ends up being, he would just get paid for the prorated portion when he reported. Here, he gets his game checks. So this won't be $7 million prorated. It'll be $7 million.
Correct.
For a half a season of work. Oh, Spalding and the rest of these owners have got to go back into it's time to go back into the conference room, fellas, and rewrite that one. You just cost yourself $3.5 million or something.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, maybe both sides have settled on we're okay with $7 million for 8 games or 9 games or whatever the number is. You know, we're okay with that. If I were Gilmore, if I come out and play half a season, make $7 million, and I play well, that's key for him.
And put it on tape, right? Get a good tape there.
Because he's going to hit the market.
And then he wins.
Yeah, then he wins is right.
By the way, one interesting thing on the quarterback. The reporters just got out of practice who are there, from Reese McBride, a bunch of those guys. Mac Jones was the only quarterback on the field today. No Brian Hoyer.
Love that.
Okay. I mean, look, this is the quote-unquote portion that's open to the media, right. So they can do anything once we leave.
Right.
But Mac Jones, the only quarterback at Patriots practice.
Just keep an eye on it. We got 45 minutes to go until the deadline. Real quick, one smaller item that just surprised us all is that, according to Field Yates, that they will be going with the rookie kicker, this Nordine kid, who was freaking hitting the moose there on half of his kicks, his short kicks. Big leg, but where's it going? And Nick Folk is out, and it's going to be the rookie kicker. That's stunning, isn't it, Maz?
Yes, I'm shocked. I thought for sure the kid was headed to the practice squad. And I go back to the Philly game. As soon as that happened, I said, well, put him on a milk carton. That's the last we'll see of him. End of story. I was shocked by this. I'm intrigued by it on some level, because Bill clearly thinks he can fix this kid. He clearly thinks that. Mike, they're going to be playing a lot of tight games. So on the surface, you look at it and say, this is a mistake. You're going to need every point you can get, and you're going to give away 35-yard field goals? What the hell are you doing?
Very latest from Foxborough, the very latest from NFL cutdown day. Already a whopper is in the books. Cam Newton is out. Mac Jones named the starter. Back to your reaction right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Hey, Boston. Cannabis delivery is here from LanternNow.com. Getting cannabis in Boston has always been a hassle, but Lantern has changed the game. I can now get my cannabis discreetly delivered right to my door the same day I place my order. Lantern has made it super easy to find exactly the products that I want. I can browse multiple dispensaries at once and count on my order to be delivered same day. So whether I'm unwinding after work or going out for the night, Lantern is just what I'm looking for. So skip the rush hour traffic and get your cannabis delivered today by visiting LanternNow.com/Gym. That's lanternnow.com/gym.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. For use only by adults 21 years of age or older. Keep out of reach of children. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It's against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts.
Please, Mass.
What the?
Felger and Mass.
What the F are we doing here?
98.5.
What are we doing?
The Sports Hub.
And we are going to continue our conversation on the breaking news of the day. Cameron Newton has been cut by the New England Patriots. Mac Jones will be the starter. And now we bring in Mike Reese. No one covers the Patriots better for us than our very own Mike Reese. Mike, talk to me. What led to the decision to cut Cam? Because obviously they still could have kept him, even if Mac was going to be the starter. They still could have kept him in the backup role.
Molly, it's a great question. And I would say, first and foremost, go back to what Bill Belichick has said all along, that he was looking for consistency in production over time in whatever decision he was going to make at quarterback. So start with the fact that, in his view, it was Mac who gave him that. And then I think the second layer to this is, now that you've turned to Mac, what are you setting up to put him in the best position to succeed and to grow into a leadership role? And it looks to me like they want to sort of clear a path where he doesn't have that sort of alpha presence of a former NFL MVP behind him. And this sort of clears the path for him to be the guy, knowing that there's nothing behind him and players can rally around him.
All right, that's Mike Reese. Again, we're just giving you a smattering of the reaction and the reporting going on from the big news of the day. Do you think, Greg Bedard, before I go back to the phones, they had to clear Cam Newton out to give Mac Jones more room to grow as a leader? And do you think that Newton's presence could have been problematic for him, et cetera?
Slightly, but I don't think it was a big deal. I think that, yes, Cam Newton is a humongous presence. I think people are underestimating Mac's presence and also how his teammates have reacted to him. I mean, he's won them over. It's clear. It's clear at practice. It's clear from their comments. They knew his time was coming. And, you know, like a lot of us, we just weren't sure when. And I'm sure they're completely fine with this. And if Cam was there, there would have been no split in my mind. I think the team would have been behind Mac. And if Cam had happened to go in the game, they'd be fine with that. There wouldn't be any sort of split or anything like that.
Get rid of him. To me, get him out of here for lots of reasons. One, again, I just don't want the guy's, you know, persona is huge. Okay. And you don't need that hanging over Jones's head. You also don't need him to be unhappy. And I can't imagine he'd be happy as a backup. I think the right thing to do is send him on his way. Now, your point's a good one. It's either start or gone. I think we agreed on that largely over the last year plus. You're either playing or you're out of here. And so the question was, why bring him back for the second year?
So that's still a mistake to me. And I think the tipping point was the COVID thing. To me, the bigger things are the style of plays you have to run for one guy versus the other. And they just do different things and have different strengths. That I hated. And the COVID thing. I mean, that to me makes him untenable as a backup. Not a good backup. He never should have been here in the first place after that first go-around last year. All right, back to your phones on everything. Scott and Wellesley. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, thanks, guys. Two things. One, the first comment you made about Gilmore, I think the depth at cornerback is super thin. You mean we couldn't even name Jalen Mills.
Right.
The money they gave him, $5, $6 million, is crazy. He's a safety. He failed at cornerback with the Eagles. And then all the experts say that Cam is the best red zone threat out there. I'm curious how you think the red zone offense will look now with a more traditional quarterback.
I think Cam Newton's red zone stuff is just so overrated. How many touchdowns did he score that you would have gotten if you just turned around and handed it to the effing fullback?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, no, big deal. You'll be better in the red zone because this guy can throw the football. The first thing he said about Gilmore and what was the first thing that he said that I wanted to weigh in on? Oh, God, what did he say?
Jalen Mills.
No, not even Jalen Mills. Oh! Here's the best thing your secondary is going for it. The best thing, by far. Tua Tagovailoa, rookie Zach Wilson, Jameis Winston. I'll skip week 4 for now. And then whoever the Texans are throwing out there in week 5. Who's playing quarterback for them? Do you know who they're playing quarterback for the Texans?
Tyrod Taylor, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor.
I thought I heard a name that I never heard before. No, Tyrod Taylor I know for sure. Okay, Tyrod Taylor. There you go. Wilson looks really good and promising. It'll be a second game. I don't think anyone views Tua as someone who's going to light you up through the air. So I think that's maybe how Bill looks at it, too. Schedule, the quarterbacks you're facing, the passing games you're facing. None of them will, with the one notable exception, none will be ready to really light you up. So there you go. Here's Zach in Virginia. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. Just wanted to say that throughout all this, it almost feels like Belichick has – Mac has slowly grown on Belichick throughout this entire process. I mean, go back to draft night where it took Bill an hour after they drafted Jones to say Cam's the quarterback. And then throughout the entire practice, following you guys, following the reporting, it feels like Bill's realized that Mac is the quarterback that he likes, who listens to coaching, he adapts, he reads defenses, he takes coaching. And it feels like it culminated, like you guys have been saying, in that coveted high five he gave Jones in that one practice without Cam. So it just kind of feels like throughout all of this, Bill has slowly and almost begrudgingly realized that he actually has a good quarterback, and he's kind of had to admit he was wrong on Newton this entire time.
Okay. Do you think Bill looks at it that way, Greg?
No. I think that Bill had a completely open mind. I think that Mac Jones was the guy that they wanted in the draft, regardless of where they got him. And then he was going to have an open mind and was going to see how Mac Jones progressed once he got in the building and what he saw. And I think that Mac Jones just won the job at the end of the day. He gave both guys opportunities, and he won the job and felt strong about him. I don't make a big deal out of the Belichick five. It's not nothing, but I've seen him do that before. I've seen him do that with other people. It's not a big deal, but look, the kid proved himself on a practice field this summer to everybody. His teammates, the coaches, Bill Belichick, everybody.
Okay, so Mike Lombardi, Belichick's obviously longtime confidant, was asked this very question on the
Pat McAfee show.
Pat McAfee show. Thank you very much. Yeah. The Pat McAfee show earlier this afternoon. So he answered this exact question. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Did he think that Mac would come along this quickly? Obviously, I don't think that's true. I think he felt like Cam could get him through. Now, I do know that in 2022, they felt really good that Mac Jones would be the starter based on what they saw. But this kid kind of has developed. And this is why I kind of thought that Mac Jones would have been the third pick over Trey Lance because he was ready to play for San Francisco. I thought he was more ready to play than anybody in the draft. And he fit what Kyle did. And then he slips to 15 and the Patriots get lucky. So I do think they moved quicker than I anticipated. I don't think they wanted to do this. They guaranteed $3.5 million to Cam. But they had to make this decision because this is basically the best player won the job.
So Lombardi basically says the plan was to start with Newton, or that, you know, they were not expecting it this quickly. And that's just according to him.
Yeah, I think it. I do think it changed. I think Bill went in with a longer view, left open the possibility that if the kid's readier than we think, then we'll make an adjustment there. But Mike, remember when he did the XM radio interview? He says, "Well, he's got a long way to go. He's a young guy."
He said redshirt year when he first drafted him.
Lombardi did.
Yes, yes, yes.
I meant when Bill went on.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Right? He said that Mac Jones has got a long way to go. And I think that he probably saw what we saw and what limited view we had, which is the kid gets it. He's got the brain for it. Okay, whether or not he has the body, we'll find out.
Chris in the car, what do you think? Or Chris in the truck. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I just think we all have to give Belichick a little bit more credit than what we've been giving him recently. I mean, we were all ready to say, you know, was it all Brady this whole time? Is Belichick getting too old? Is he getting on the hot?
How does this enter that question, Chris? They haven't played a regular season game with this kid.
Well, I mean, we were all confident that Cam was going to be the starter, no?
Yeah, so we like this move, but what if we're all wrong? What if we're all wrong? What if Mac Jones isn't ready? Mm-hmm. What if he's not that good? What if he's not ready physically and gets dinged up early, and now you have no one, not even Cam Newton, to come in and play? So, like, this has to play out. We all like this move. I think it shows, you know, big, bold thinking by Belichick. And it's another one of these great Patriots stunners that, you know, we all love. But what if it doesn't work?
Oh, yeah. No. It's a landmark day in Patriots history in the fact that they chose a new course now.
Yeah, but...
But
we still don't know if it's going to work or not.
Right, but if it leads to a brick wall and you smash into it, well, what good is that? So the kid's got to be able to play, and we all feel pretty good about the promise and all that. But I said this at the beginning of the show, and I do feel it's risky. It's risky to do it the way they're doing it right now. This kid already got banged up. He got, you know, someone fell on him in the first game, and all of a sudden, here he is. Now he's wearing a knee brace. The backup is Hoyer. They're a little thin at quarterback. If you really want to weigh it out,
they are thin at quarterback.
Okay, so, you know, now, am I happy that they did it? Yes. To me, with Cam Newton, you were going nowhere. So it just, he did not have command of the offense. That was the big thing to me. That touchdown pass that Jones threw to Zuber in the last game, Cam can't make that play. Not in this offense, not with that read, that decisiveness, no way. He can't do it. So I'm happy about it, but there's every chance that, Mike, in all likelihood, one out of every 2 weeks, the kid's going to have a hard time.
I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I mean, I think he's going to be much more successful than a normal rookie quarterback.
Why?
I know you guys have, you know, trotted out the stats and things like that, but you got to realize, well, number one, most rookie quarterbacks who play right away or play early, they're going to really crappy teams, mm-hmm. often with new coaches, a new supporting cast. This is the rare circumstance where Mac Jones is going where this team is primed, at least, you know, with the offensive line, with the weapons they've invested. Now, I do think the whole weapons things and a lot of guys that they brought in this year, I'm still of the belief that the year two is when it pans out for a team that makes this many changes. But, you know, I don't put anything past the Patriots. But in terms of, I think that Mac Jones, with his mind, the biggest thing is his accuracy is unbelievable. I mean, it really, where he puts the ball, it's, you know, like the throw to, you know, Devin Asiasi the other night. You know, Cam Newton gets an opportunity to make a similar throw to
Myers.
Jacoby Myers, yep. In this almost the same sort of play. And
you put on the front side versus the backside.
Exactly. You know, Mac Jones threw him open. Just every pass that he's thrown this summer, even when he's off, it's normally like 6 inches to a foot. And how many passes did he have dropped that would have, you know, made his stats unbelievable this summer? I just think he's ready. You give him the running game. You give him the play action. You give him Josh McDaniels. You give him that defense. I think he is in a position to be successful. Look, is he going to slip up at times and have a few bad games? Yeah, probably. But I think his learning curve is much smoother than other rookies.
Yeah, Felga Bedad's got a Johnson for Jones.
You're encouraging these people, Greg. You're going to regret it. We do have
Bedard. I've been doing that for a while.
We do.
I mean, I wrote him up pre-draft.
No, it's true.
I said he's the guy. First day of minicamp, I said it's going to be sooner rather than later. First day of training camp, I pretty much said that he's arrived, you know, and that this was coming.
No, most people are high on him. I mean, most people are, you know, there's a few outliers, like Gasper wasn't a big fan coming out of college, but I think even he has said, yeah, he's better than I thought in this early, early little snapshot. So those who look at him and see him on a daily basis think he can play. And Bill's obviously one of them. We do have the big boy here. We scrapped the 10 questions because this is such a important story. We're just sticking with this. But we do want to just do a quick look at the rest of the team. Three up, three down from preseason and training camp heading into the year. We'll do that after the big fella. After Christian Arcand, get you updated. News all over the place, both with the Patriots and across the league. Here it is in the update.
This Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Mass Golf. Join over 87,000 golfers in Massachusetts by becoming a member today. By joining, you'll get an official USGA handicap, which helps level the playing field. Learn more by visiting massgolf.org. The tee is yours.
You are a sorry lot. You are a sad, sorry lot. 98.5. Literally pathetic.
The Sports Hub. No. It's time for three up.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Nice call.
And three down.
I don't even understand the call. You're trying to go vertical on third and four. I'd rather run him on a slant with his size.
With Greg Bedard of BostonSportsJournal.com. Three up.
And the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
Three down.
He blows.
Here on Felger and Mez.
All right, let's do this quickly. Just a little breather here from the Cam Newton news. Three up, three down, three studs, three duds from training camp and preseason. Give me all three studs at once, all three duds at once, you and Maz, and then we'll pick our way through things that we want to talk about.
Okay.
Three studs.
So I did the three guys who surprised me the most.
Okay, good.
Number one is Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be good. I didn't think he was going to be this good this soon, and he was consistently really good. Number two, Trent Brown. I had my questions about his, you know, after Vegas.
You love
would he come
game.
Here?
Seriously.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And he was awesome the whole summer. He was, and you could see him also that there was some, you know, and Belichick talked about it, leadership, things like that going on. You know, I did, and he's matured. Like, he did have this interaction with Brasillo, the line coach, where I think the coach was getting all over Trent Brown. Trent Brown didn't like it very much. And they were sort of jawing back and forth at each other. Trent Brown, like, walked away. But then he ended up coming back after that and sort of almost, like, tapping him, being like, I apologize. You know, I was...
Yeah.
And so I thought that was really good. Josh Uche, who I think has been...
Good one.
Outstanding. He went from a guy who, in the spring, when they still had him doing some inside linebacker stuff and on the edge, and we've seen him do a little bit of that... Not nearly as much as we did in the offseason practices. You know, he looked like he still looked like a rookie when they were having him do both. And I was like, you know, where are they going with this? What's going to happen? Then they basically just put him on the edge in training camp, and he just shot through the roof. He had a tremendous training camp. Three guys who disappointed me.
Well, you know what? Maz, give me your three studs first.
Okay, these are the three guys I want to see play most now based coming out of the preseason. Mac Jones, number one. Matthew Judon, number two. J.J. Turner, number three.
Taylor.
All those guys opened my eyes up. I love Taylor. He's fun to watch, man. I want to see them integrate him into the offense.
So these aren't my top three, but I'll just give you three more. The three I wrote down were J.J. Taylor, Asiasi, and Christian Barmore.
Yep.
That sort of popped to me. All right, Greg, who are your three duds?
Number one is Hunter Henry. Barely saw him do anything.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to work out here. He's not going to be a good player. He's not a good player. I'm just saying, you know, I think I remember him catching a handful of passes this summer, and they kind of need him. And so he needs to get on the field and be productive and not be the total injury issue that he's been throughout his career. Number two, Nelson Agholor. I think he's been pretty good in the practices for the most part. No production in the games. Again, like I said earlier, comes on and off the practice field with injuries. Dude's got to stay on the field. He's got to be productive. I think he's going to be a good player here, but more consistency. And then this pains me a little bit. Lawrence Guy. He did, for Ooh, him,
that well, that's going to hurt.
That is big guy on big guy crime right there. Seriously. That's your whoopee.
I don't know what's going on with him. I'm very sad about this. I don't know if he's just pacing himself now or what the deal is, or he has some sort of injury issue, but he has not even been close to as good as he usually is during training camp this year. He did not have a good summer.
Okay, the three guys I went with, three guys I think all in jeopardy of being cut. Winovich, Juwan Williams, and a Gunner. All three. Gunner's drops in the last game. Holy crap, dude. If you can't hold on to the ball, you're not playing in the league. And the other two guys, this is year three. We should be seeing a jump by now. We should see something more significant out of both of those guys, and we don't. And I'm ready to cut bait and move on.
I wrote down two, Aguilar and Quentin Nordin, who made the team. It's like, again, I'm not there every day, so I can't, like, dig into the safety play, and it's harder for me to gauge from my couch just watching the games. But I can see the kicks flying 10 yards right of the right goalpost 3 out of 4 times in a game, and that kid makes the team. That's like almost a bigger stunner than the Newton release today.
Shocking.
Like some lunkhead kicker with a big leg who doesn't know where it's going? That doesn't sound like their kind of guy.
No, if I told you, if this were a slow news day, I'd be killing Bill. Right.
I will say this about Folk. I didn't think from the get-go, he didn't show up in very good shape. And then he was like, he like kicked for like a day, and then he was out for like two weeks. And he came back and he said it was, you know, it was soreness or something. And I was like, I saw him come out and I'm like, dude, I don't know. This has a little Sebastian Janikowski at the end sort of feel to me. And who knows? He could be back after week one, maybe go through with the kid to bring him back. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, go for two. All right, long commercial-free segment comes your way. Final thoughts with Bedard and your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console, from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? Let them know and they'll try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling section will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.
Felger and Mass.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, good. Hold on, I have a landline. This is my landline, yep.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the 6-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
He's NFL ready this second. There is no project. He's ready this moment.
It looks like they are hurrying him. They are pushing him in a direction. They are trying to throw more and more at him because it seems like so far he might make mistakes when you throw stuff at him, but he's going to learn, and he's not going to make the same mistake again.
There's a difference between the first-round rookie and a fourth-round third-year quarterback.
Cam Newton is going to have to hold off Mac Jones.
Here comes the rookie Mac Jones. Welcome to Foxborough. Welcome to the NFL.
About the play fake. Finds Bourne in the hole. First down, New England.
I just got a text from somebody within the Patriots organization who pointed out that Mac Jones is handling things, quote, very well, very smart, very hard worker, steady progress. These are all the types of things behind the scenes that you want to feel about Mac Jones.
Jones rides the pocket, start moving up and firing a dart to Olszewski.
Wow.
Jones facing pressure. Firing to Olszewski. And that time, for first and goal to go.
Mac Jones show.
A first and 10. And a quick throw. Open and completed to Isaiah Zuber. Touchdown, Patriots.
I'm here to play any role that I can play and help in any way I can. And I'm going to be ready whenever my time comes.
Jim McBride, breaking news. The Patriots have released Cam Newton.
What?
Mac Jones, the starting quarterback in New England.
And there's the arc of Mac Jones, which today took a whole nother turn where he was named the starter. Not just Cam Newton released, but Mac Jones named the starter. And when I say named the starter, all the guys that got the story, they also got that Mac Jones was named the starter. So, you know, this does clean up this thing about Bill not telling you who's going to play quarterback on all of this. Is, you know, that's the only thing I got right in the whole thing, that they don't. These coaches don't hold that information to game day or game week or anything like that. They don't do any of that. And so as soon as they go out to practice and start preparing for the game, you know who the quarterback is, and there's no point in holding it. It's just silly to do that. So, you know, that did happen. But, you know, I thought they were going to go Cam Newton. They obviously didn't. They've gone Mac Jones, and Cam Newton is out. We are also hearing that he may not be the only quarterback that's out. According to a certain someone's phone, which is not to be trifled with, that in the next 4 minutes that Brian Hoyer may be released as well, okay, by the 4 p.m. deadline. Now, I don't know if that means it's like a permanent release, because what has to happen here for you to put someone on injured reserve, like, for example, N'Keal Harry, for him to be put on injured reserve with the designation to return, he first has to be on the roster. So is there some machination there, some game being played, where they release Brian Hoyer for the roster spot, give that roster spot to N'Keal Harry, put him on IR tomorrow morning, and then put Brian Hoyer back on the roster, and it's just a simple game being played like that. Brian Hoyer was not at practice, so that we know today. Mac Jones was the only quarterback at practice today. Again, a little thin there, but maybe it's just a game they're being played on the roster. You got a thought on that, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, Hoyer, because he's a vested veteran, does not have to go through waivers. So they could have just had an agreement with Hoyer, like, look, we're going to cut you. We're signing you back tomorrow. And because we have to do these procedural moves for, you know, whoever. It could be, you know, it could be Anthony Jennings. It could be N'Keal Harry. It could be any number of guys. But, yeah.
I mean, when they signed Hoyer, we all assumed it was basically just to be a caretaker for Jones through the offseason, camp, et cetera. Is there any chance that they're going to give him a different contract? Like, and that's, maybe that's more of a question for you. In other words, you know, the money was, there was never really any money in the first deal, and they'll give him a little bit of money now that he's going to be the backup.
I don't see that.
Me neither. My guess is that they're just going to clear a roster spot to put someone on IR and then bring him right back. Or there's another bombshell coming. You can never rule anything out with this Patriots team. That's why they're such a great team to follow and cover. You never really know what they're going to do. You may think you know, but you never really know. They're always good for a real good surprise or two. And a bold, ballsy kind of team that I still, that's what's great. So different than your Boston Bruins or your Boston Red Sox, these conservative, scared management styles on these teams, where Belichick's just the opposite. It's the best part about him. And we had another one of those big days today. And when we reset this off the top of the next hour, I want to tell you what intrigues me most going forward, or what intrigues me most about this story. But Greg, what are your final thoughts on the events of today?
My final thoughts are just, look, for me personally, I'm happy that I get to watch the real Patriots offense again. I mean, I can't tell you how boring it was watching them on film last year. And it's not just a criticism of, you know, Cam Newton, because I think he would have been better this year. And I thought he did have a better summer. But I just thought that, I thought that Mac was better. I thought he was clearly better. And I think that given what he can do, and the strengths of this Patriots team and the coaching staff around them, I think that he gives them a very high ceiling offensively. Now, look, do I think week one they're going to put up 45 points? No. But I think there's going to be a slow build. We've seen it for years. The defense comes out and plays vanilla, you know, first four games of the season, and then they start layering it. I think it's going to be the same thing with this offense, where every week they're layering more and more things into the offense. But I think that with this offensive line, Damian Harris, the running game, the tight ends, I think gives Mac an opportunity to be really successful. And I think they're going to be. I mean, I think that in my mind, watching him over the course of the summer, I thought with Cam Newton, I thought, you know, maybe 9-8, 10-7 was about the ceiling. I think with Mac Jones, I think they could get to 12-5. I think that would be realistic for this team. And I do think largely the first half of the season is a bit of a soft open, and then it gets really hard down the stretch. It was, you know, with the Bills twice in the last, like, what, 6 weeks of the season. I think this gives them a real chance in the division. And I think there's a lot of upside to Mac Jones.
The risk, the second guess, is not keeping Cam Newton as the backup.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, we'll see what else they do at the position. But look, you know, I didn't have very high expectations for this offense with Cam Newton. So them going with somebody else, whether it's Hoyer or Stidham or a guy like Kyle Allen, You know, was anything really going to change all that much? Is there any big loss? No. I just think the upside of going with Mac Jones from the get-go and letting him learn on the job because of what he's proved this summer, I think was the right way to go.
Okay. Thanks for the stint there, big boy. Good to see you again in the flesh.
Good to see you guys.
Okay.
See you, big boy.
All right. See you next Tuesday. Christian Arcan with the update. Very eventful day for the New England Patriots and across the league. The very latest right here. No commercials. When we come back, we'll reset some of our top thoughts, including what intrigues me most about this move by Bill Belichick. So don't go anywhere.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? They will try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling selection will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.